This week in the Missouri Senate, we preview the upcoming second extra session of the 103rd General Assembly. The governor announced late on August 29th, lawmakers would return to Jefferson City on September 3rd to decide two key points. This legislation has started in the Missouri House of Representatives. When Missouri senators come back to the Capitol for the annual veto session this coming Wednesday, they will also begin their portion of this extra session. At issue will be a new congressional redistricting map and changes to the way our state handles initiative petitions.
We will go through a presentation from each one of the four senators.
The Missouri Senate Local Government, Elections, and Pensions Committee spent the bulk of its March 3rd hearing on proposals relating to initiative petitions, including Senate Joint Resolution 10, which was sponsored by Senator Mike Moon of Ash Grove.
That brings to my mind the Electoral College. When you consider what the brilliance of our founding fathers and what they did to bring all the states more on a level playing field, I think Virginia was probably the biggest state in the colonies at the time. Today we have California, Texas, Florida, New York, Pennsylvania, Illinois. Those states probably could get together with maybe a few others and determine who the president might be.
Senator Maggie Nirenberg of Kansas City says she is not a fan of this idea.
And you're leading with ballot candy that essentially requires residency and citizenship to be able to vote. Didn't we just do that with Amendment 7 that we passed in last fall?
Another of these measures was Senate Joint Resolution 30, sponsored by Senator Ben Brown of Washington.
We want to maintain the access to the ballot for citizens while also ensuring that the initiative petition process is truly being utilized to advance the interests of Missourians and not that of well-funded out-of-state special interest groups. In order to prevent this, we must ensure that amendments to our Constitution are representative of Missouri values and not simply being purchased by groups funneling money into a couple large population centers.
During the hearing, Senator Nirenberg told the sponsor there could be a better way to implement his idea.
But essentially, here you have, you're delineating the contribution cannot go to a political committee or political party favoring or opposing an amendment. So why not just make it very clear here that it can't go to any political party, amendment, resolution, or candidate, period. Let's get foreign money out of elections altogether.
Both of these resolutions were later merged into Senate Joint Resolution 47, which was sponsored by Senator Jill Carter of Granby.
It's very similar to the opposed amendments that we've just heard from Senator Moon and from Senator Brown, more identically aligned with Senator Brown's language.
Ultimately, while the committee voted this resolution to pass, it was not considered by the full Missouri Senate. And remember, you can follow these and other issues facing the Missouri Senate by visiting our website, senate.mo.gov. Reporting from the state capitol, I'm Dean Morgan.